Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that rooted and grounded in love, you may have the strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. These words of today's first reading from the Epistle to the Ephesians about the love of God for the soul, for all of us, the breath of God's love for us, is seen in the life of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. She was given many revelations on the Sacred Heart of Jesus and how much the Sacred Heart of Jesus loves us. From her earliest years, she was led by the Spirit of God and to Jesus, and to preserve her innocence. Even though she didn't fully understand the vow of chastity at 7, she says she knew that she wanted to give herself entirely to God. At the age of 7, Margaret was praying, kneeling down. She says, "I was constantly urged to repeat these words, the sense of which I did not understand. My God, I consecrate to you my purity. My God, I make to you a vow of perpetual chastity." She was urged to say those words over and over again, even though she didn't exactly know what they meant. She knew the intent was to give herself entirely to God, which shows us how important it is for children to preserve their innocence, and especially in the case of St. Margaret Mary, because she was going to be given great revelations of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for our time, and especially for France in the 17th century. The revelations that Jesus gave her revealed the great love that the Sacred Heart of Jesus has for all of us, and how much he is offended. He told St. Margaret Mary to consider his heart. Jesus revealed to her these words, quote, "Behold that heart which, notwithstanding the burning love for man with which it is consumed and exhausted, meets with no other return from the generality of Christians than sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude." So this great heart of Jesus that we read about, the length and breadth, the depth, the knowledge of God, and the love that he has for all of us is seen in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We've all seen the emblem, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, burning with love, flames coming above it, and then encircled with the crown of thorns. This is the Sacred Heart that was revealed to St. Margaret Mary. Hitherto, the Sacred Heart of Jesus had been revealed to St. Gertrude as an object of great love. But here, especially in these times, the 17th century and thereon, it was revealed to her to make reparation for the many sins of the world. Another revelation was given to St. Margaret Mary, in which she was told to have the King of France consecrate France to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and put the Sacred Heart, the emblem of the Sacred Heart, on his banners as he went into battle against the various nations. Interesting, that was King Louis XIV. For some reason, it was never done. And 100 years after St. Margaret, these revelations, to the day, we see the French Revolution. France was in throes of terrible, bloody revolution. And the king at that time, Louis XVI, did consecrate France to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but it was already too late. He himself was martyred, as it were, guillotined like so many other people. It was a terrible time. But the Sacred Heart of Jesus had warned the world during the revelations of St. Margaret, that reparation was needed. Integral to the revelations of St. Margaret Mary, a most important revelation concerning the first Fridays of the month. We've practiced that over the years. In the days when I was young, all the school children were brought to First Friday Mass, and it was customary to go to the Mass on the first Friday, mainly because of the revelation to St. Margaret Mary, a very, very important revelation. And the words of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary are, and I quote, "I promise thee in the excessive mercy of my heart that its all-powerful love will grant to all those who go to communion on the 9 first Fridays of the month the final grace of repentance. They shall not die in its disfavor, nor without receiving the sacraments, my divine heart becoming their assured refuge at the last moment." My dear friends, that is a very powerful revelation. Our Lord promises all those who do the 9 first Fridays receiving Holy Communion in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus the grace of final repentance. Final repentance. They shall not die in God's disfavor. That means they will die with the grace of sanctifying grace in their souls, and to assure that they will receive the sacraments of the church, the final sacraments on their way to eternity: confession, sacrament of the sick, and holy viaticum. I don't know what more the good God, the good Lord could do for us. This should be shouted from the housetops. So in these days when we see so many souls, as Our Lady said at Fatima, many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. Souls have it in their own hands, if they accept this condition from the whole Sacred Heart of Jesus, to go on the 9 first Fridays, Holy Mass and Communion in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Another aspect of that revelation, but not a condition for the final repentance, is the holy hour on the Thursday before the first Friday. Holy hour of reparation. Here we have in the chapel here, of course, perpetual adoration. So it would be nice if we had more people come on the Thursday night before the first Friday to do a holy hour in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our world is in a desperate struggle, as you know, and we need all the help we can get. And here we have a tremendous promise from the Divine Heart of Jesus, burning with love for us. And what do? We indifferent, ingratitude, and sometimes even blasphemy. So we need to make up reparation and pray that many, many souls would take advantage of this wonderful privilege of final repentance. At the deathbed, they will have all the graces necessary that they need to go to heaven. My friends, it doesn't get any better than that. So let us encourage people, especially when they're young, especially the school children, to do this. A wonderful practice. And of course, it's a practice that people do. If they've started, usually they continue it the rest of their lives out of gratitude and reparation for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We need to do reparation because there is so much carelessness and indifference in our world. May the Lord bless you.
Christus.